Hey, what's going on, good people? It's the cool one, the cool KG, bringing you Plantation Mentality Basketball, final chapter, part 6. Or we could call it Django, you uppity. All right, we leave it like that. All right, this one's going to be basically about the pros and cons of Sure Candy and why Django. All right, we're going to start with him. Because he's a whole bunch of gold. And I can't even, if I tell you everything, we'd be here for 2 hours. Just on his cons. Ain't talking about his pros. Alright, so we're going to start off with his pros. First year, wins a conference championship. Fine. Took him to the state. And lost by 54, 56 points. Alright. That's his pro. Now, his cons, where do I begin? All right, let's start from a person that has never changed his plays in over 25 years of coaching. No adaptation. The reason why I know this, first time I go watch one of my freshmen play who shouldn't have been playing, and I think I already went over the story, play and my mouth, everybody know my mouth, because I'm always up trying to amp my players. Coach come over to me and say, hey, I knew it was you. Of course, I know the guy. I coached with him, and matter of fact, coached with him on Stephanie Dawson's elite team. Guess I forgot. We went to Boston or whatever. Crazy story there. Yeah, my daughter was on that team. My youngest one was on that team. And told me, like, yeah, the play he running, they knew. They knew the play he was running. I'm like, how you know this play? He said he has not changed his plays in over 20 years. Right then and there, that's a con. Because that means you don't adapt to a situation. All right. That's one. Next is four assistants. He had four assistant coaches. And probably less than 18 months, all gone. Could not deal with him. That's another con. All right. Now, next one is to be basically threatening parents and kids about playing time if they decide to venture off season. The season is over. To venture off and play with other people. That's like a double con right there. And then to top it off is that some of the parents felt gullible to that. So their kids didn't even play all summer. Some of the parents were like, well, I'm going to have my daughters play or daughter play with him because his team, this and that, blah, blah, blah. All right, fine. No problem. But how many looks did you get? Zero. Another con. And going back to that, three seniors last year. Did he get them any scholarships? No. Like I said, Dr. Schultz got him scholarships. So you got three seniors on your team and you didn't even get the one look. Not one recruit come into the gym to watch this. So you're not even looking out for your own kids. That's another con right there. All right. Now let's go to the sabotage cons. I'm just going to give a run off a couple of things. All right. Practice time. My practice time being changed without you and me knowing it. Con there, and you can always just call or whatever. Oh, you're working it out for your team, but not my team. No problem. Con there. You did not even bring in one recruit, and the only recruit you brought in, you lied about money, and they left the same week. So they went to like one practice, and they were gone. Con there. Another con, you're paying one kid's, you're giving a parent money for one of the kids when both their parents have really good jobs. Con that when you ain't supposed to do that. That's a con there. Having a freshman play varsity when basically you're not having a freshman play varsity in the Catholic League, they play 1 year JV, move up. It's like an unwritten law, but it's a law. But nah, you did what you wanted to do. Con there. We had to play in a pink game, for breast awareness, and the director of the tournament was there. We get to the gym. And basically, they were like, where are your jerseys? I'm like, what are you talking about? How come you didn't bring jerseys? Our jerseys. They had the shorts because I told them you'll bring a short. No one, he did not, let's put it this way, no one, but basically him, since he, made the deal, told us to bring our jersey so it'll make us look stupid. They didn't mention nothing about that. Just said, oh, they're going to give you pink shirts. So I'm thinking pink shirts got numbers on it. That's the only thing. But luckily, my parents, that's what I'm saying. I love my parents. They rallied behind. We went and got jerseys and lost, like, I don't know if we went to overtime or we lost with like 1 point something seconds left in the game. Crazy. Girl takes a dribble, hesitates, shoot, and his goal goes in. We lose. All right, we're fine. So that's a sabotage right there. We're not telling me that. Not even talking to me. But you could call me about, oh, your players won't practice with me. Yeah, you got to run it by me because we trying to do whatever. Oh, well, I should be able to call your players and they just come. Really? I don't know what Stone Age you from. I don't get it. But, nah, Django don't work that way. Like I told the parents, no, I'm that one that can't be tamed. I'm not no yes-um. I'm not like Samuel Jackson, who basically just, you know, I'm not saying he fell off the face of the earth, but his basketball thing is shattered because I blew that up. Anybody come to me, I'll blow him up again, you know, just like I'm doing with Michelle Kenny. So let's continue to go. All right, we get to the summertime. Like I said, certain players wanted to play. He convinced parents by telling them they will not be able to get any playing time if they play with me. So, and the thing, like I said, they didn't even get to play. They didn't play at all. The other ones that played with me, yeah, he did not like that at all. So now they practicing in like the summertime when you're not supposed to practice. They practicing because he's going to these little local tournaments and they're getting beat in local tournaments. You know, he's all over the place. People really like looking at him like, yo, you just, where are you? And then, let me see, where could I go from there? Oh, like I said, I have my players play and stuff like that. We get to, like, midsummer, and we're starting to play, you know, some local tournaments, Nike tournaments, stuff like that. Now, we're playing in a tournament that he wants all his kids to play, but they already decided to play with me, and we're going against Samuel Jackson with the rest of the kids that he, you know, convinced them to play with them. Instead of them playing with me, we could have just, you know, whatever. So we got school versus school. Same school, same kids in the school versus whatever. But, you know, he got Samuel Jackson got some of his Brooklyn players. He got, and that's another thing, too. He got young kids playing in the high school division that's still, like, in seventh grade. There's a con that he told them, go ahead, go do what you got to do. Of course, we beat them. We went to the chip. They lost in the semifinals. Of course, we beat them. And, you know, my coaching style, you know, when I get mad enough, you'll see, like, the worst of my coaching style. Not like it's, like, worst coaching and I don't know what I'm doing. No, my mouth runs, just like I was a player. You get on my nerves, you're going to feel the wrath. Sure enough, just by him being there, and I let it be known from day one. You know, after we had our little blow up, that's, you know, whatever. But that was Michelle Candy trying to sick him on me. He even called parents like, I don't think you should play with him. You should play with play with Samuel Jackson. The parents like, listen, we made a commitment. I'm not changing my commitment because you know, whatever, having beef with, you know, Django. All right, so that goes down. He ain't like that. We beat them. We whomped them. It wasn't even close. We whomped them. I made sure of that. Usually I take the pressure off. Nah. Like I said, when I want to get you, I'm going to go get you. And everybody knows that. My parents know that. The kids know that. When I come for you, I'm coming for you. You know, I'm a coach, but I'm a strategist. And that's what I hold my hat on. So let's continue with the cons. All right, so let me see. I gotta keep going with the cons or whatever. Oh, okay. One more, and then I'm gonna go to, you know, me, so we can get this over with. I have another message at the end. The last one I will do. I can't even think of it now because I was thinking about something else. All right, people. What's the last one I'm gonna do? Oh, okay. The last one I'm gonna do is the excuse you use to get rid of me. And you told me to my face, I don't know. But I got rid. And the thing about it was, is that the day before that, or 2 days before that, I was in the athletic director's office, and we were having a conversation, and he was basically pulling me to run the summer camp, because when I ran the camp last year, they had two sessions, and this is the way I was going to recruit these Queens kids. It was simple. So the excuse he used was basically, I don't know if you know. So if you don't know if I know, wouldn't you want to find out if I knew? Without making an assumption, making an ass out of yourself. So he made an ass out of himself because I did not know what the hell he was talking about. It was just an excuse because, like I said, it was about AAU basketball and somebody trying to control an organization that he has no parts of, telling us what to do in our own organization. I don't know where he got his brain from. You know, I'm in the Stone Age, Fred Flintstone, because he basically looked like Fred Flintstone anyway. He got it from there, but you don't tell a person who's running. You know, if you want something, then you have to go ask. You don't tell somebody, well, I'm doing this, and y'all can do this. Nah, you don't tell. I was doing what I wanted to do anyway. But now you made it difficult for me to get the full, or my kids to have the full experience, because you put a choice between them. Either you go play with him and get no playing time next year in school, or, you know, you play with me and you still get no playing time in school. Or I tell you play with me and you don't play with me. So that's enough of that. That's enough of the cons. Like I said, one good thing was, you know, they won a championship. Conference championship, they might win another one, but they will not beat the South. There's no way they're going to beat the South. And by now, it's going to be hard for him to even win in the North, because everybody's going to figure him out. People got new players and everything like that. One more thing. Yeah, another con. Now, if you're scrimmaging, right, or, you know, practice games or preseason game, wouldn't you want to get teams that maybe a little bit better than you, or, you know, right with you, so you can figure out what you got? Oh, no, he scheduled all the games where we're playing, like, the top of the AA division. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The top 5 teams in the AA. How much chance do we got to win? I won one. I know that. And I won by, like, 40. And this is before I even had my team doing whatever. And that's because one of the parents said, can we please win a game? I'm like, it's only scrimmage. I got to figure this out. So, that was that. But anyway, so that's another con. You're not going to get better or have these kids get better when they're getting humiliated on the court before the season starts. And the same thing is going to go on this year, because the games he scheduled against some of the teams that, you know, we lost to last year. But now one of those teams has one of the top 8th graders in New York City. Well, now she's a 9th grader. And she could drop 20. There's no problem about that. She can always drop 20 points. And the thing about it is, too, that when she was going recruiting, or father was saying recruiting, he told her father that she won't amount to any player or whatever. This summer, this child was everywhere. She already got Division One, basically offers already. So how do you pick talent? You can't pick talent. As soon as I seen this girl practice, I already, oh no, we keeping her, and worked her. She played in high school division, you know, all that, you know, helped us get all the way to the chip. Great player, great attitude, you know, all that, and a big, you know, that's willing to learn and do what's told. We put her in the Jordan. We were playing in the Jordan tournament. She really shined in the Jordan tournament. Everybody knew it, you know. That's that. So anyway. So his cons outweigh his pros. All right, mine is going to be simple. My con is maybe, I don't know, but if anybody know my con, they can tell me. And the parents that listen to this, they can tell me what my cons are. Maybe because my con could be like I care too much for my kids and, you know, and my players. But I had over, and I'm not lying, over 200 players. Throughout my programs. Remember, I started from first grade. First grade and coached all the way up the ranks. All the way up the ranks. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Now, my pros is A, I can train. B, I can coach. C, I get along with the parents. If not, then we're going to figure it out somehow. And D, the kids. I get along with the kids. I can text a kid right now, whatever. And I used to practice in the summer or train in the summer. My older kids that were in college see me, they would get off the bus or whatever. Yo, Coach Key, what's good? Bye. Where you go? Oh, I'm going over here, whatever. Just like that. Just like that. So my rapport with kids and parents are very high. You know, I make sure of that. Because I'm a likable person. You don't want to rub me wrong way. I don't want to rub you the wrong way. So I'm a likable person with kids and everything. You know, I'm stern. I yell a lot. All the kids know that. Maybe that's one of my faults right there, my cons. But I think it's a pro because they told me they love me yelling at them because it motivates them. I'm not yelling like beneath them, you know, belittling them. I'm yelling to get them pumped up, and they know it. My point guard got yelled at more than anybody else this year, and I love her to death. Love her to death. And she ain't got no problem. She like it. You know, they all told me we like it. You know, how many coaches have their team make a TikTok video of you, basically talking about how you train them? Not many. And it was a good video. It was funny. The whole squad was involved. It was nothing bad. I love that video. Thank you, girls. All right. So now let's go. We'll keep on going with the pros. All right, pros now. We're just going to step it up today. I'm not going to go into all that, except that, you know, we won more games than any other JV pro, any other JV team, you know, during the year. The JV during 2 years only won 2 games. That was it. I won that in the first year. All right. So let's go to basically the Freedom Road or you uppity whatever. Oh, yeah. My situation now is I basically got 5 Division I players I'm working. I'm going to be working on hard. And they'll be playing with me this summer with the rest of my kids. And we gonna make some noise. But I probably got one of the best bigs. Better than both the bigs at Monsieur Candy School. And probably better than both of them put together. I got 4 guards. That they Division I players. I got a wing player coming in next year. Division I. I got a power forward coming in next year. Division I, and I'm going to try to transfer one of the top 8th grader last year point guards. I'm going to try to transfer her. Hopefully, she gets her grades up. If she gets her grades up, I have a good shot of getting her. So, I'm stepping into a situation where I'm working with hungry players. You know? Already assessing them and all that kind of stuff. My director, former NFL player. We got a lot in common, a lot in common, a lot in common. The pay, let's say that I'm making 10 times what I was making over here. 10 times. So that's, you know, really, really good. My hours are good. Closer to home. So these are all my pros. And they have a budget. So the things that me and Dr. Schultz going to do is going to put this where they've been on the map already. Because one of my players that played for me when she was in junior high school, the year I went undefeated the whole summer, won about 50 games the whole summer, winning tournaments away. We're like the only ones winning the whole summer. I mean, I don't even think we lost a game the whole summer. I really don't think so. I can't remember. Nope, we didn't lose a game the whole summer. So she, one of those kids went to that school. So they already know the talent, and I know the talent. Now I see the talent that we have. And by next week, it's going to be a full-blown thing, going hard. Kids are going hard. They'll be going hard. So that there... and then it comes down to the summer. I'm still going to take me some pieces from Monsieur Candy School. He ain't going to like it. And the reason that, the parents already told them that they're not playing with him in the summer. They're coming to play with me. And then some of the older kids are not playing with him in the summer, and we're going to send them to another organization. Those are the pros. We're going to get these kids' looks. My kids, I ain't worrying about it. They going to get their looks. I got friends coming in from all over that are coaches and recruiters. They will see my kids. because I'll make sure of that. And then by the way of that is that now I have all the schools, organizations in where I'm at that know me. And I'll be grabbing kids from junior high school and all this kind of stuff. I already got my eyes set on one school already that I'm going up there to take the town, because the lady that runs that, her son's overseas playing ball. Not even to the camp with her. She's good with the kids. So we'll work with her. I know basically I have to get back on her good side, because a lot of things she asked me to do, I just don't do it. You know, it's hard to do things when basically your team is all the way in Queens and near Long Island to bring them all the way to the city. But now I got city kids. So basically that's that with that. Yeah, so I'm in a better place. And like I said, I still got ammunition. And so if he do anything stupid, I'll find out in the next couple of weeks. The ammo will be dropped and all these episodes would be going to a person. And then I'll have to elaborate with emails, all this kind of stuff. I keep everything, records, whatever. Like the thing that I'm using to record this, it's not the thing that I use, basically. But everything's on file and everything like that. I have everything. So if he do anything stupid, and I already got players mad because they call me. And they already mad. Right now, they're not going to call me because they try to figure out what to do or whatever. But when they do and they tell me certain things, that's the whole thing about it. He don't know. I still know what's going on there. He just don't know. But I'll let him know in a little while if I have to. If not, whatever, I'll drop it. Knowing me, I'll just be, one day just mad and just whatever. Alright, yeah, that's one thing. Alright, now I know everybody know about the Kyrie situation. I'm not even getting into it, but what he say, he didn't even say nothing. He just put a link up. But like Shaquille O'Neal showed that movie in his theater and nobody, whatever. But what he said, and the same thing with Kanye, basically on the same subject. But if you, where I'm from, we already knew about that. Like I said, my father was there for a while, and I'm, and I don't do it anymore because, wifey got mad. But I was following the Black Israelites, I was basically out there on 125th Street listening to the Black Israelites, and they talked about this all the time. So I don't blame Kyrie for just opening up people's eyes. I don't blame nobody for opening up anybody's eyes. All that other stuff they talk about, he ain't saying nothing. He just said, I'm true to my beliefs. That don't make you anti-Semitic. It don't. I'm true to my beliefs. That don't make me anti-Semitic. I get along with everybody. All nationalities, races, colors, creed. I went to a school that you could put the Black people on one hand. I got along with everybody. Maybe because I could beat up everybody in the school. I was a better basketball player, football, whatever. It don't really matter. That's, what it is. So with that, I'll leave that alone. That's on your own opinion. And the last thing is, let's go with this Brittany Griner thing, because now they're going to move her somewhere we can't get to. And we're going to have to do something about that. Bring her home. All right, people, that's it on this expose. And I will be doing another podcast on another thing. It's called From the Streets. It's going to be about topics, hot topics, whatever's going on. We're going to, talk about real quick and probably once a week. I'll see how that goes. Anyway, people, it's been a blast. It's been a pleasure. From all my 300-something listeners out there, the people that follow me, I thank you a lot for listening. I just had an event. But I tell you what, Dave, if you ever go to Queens and you want to see a shit show, go to Candyland. If you don't know what Candyland is, just DM me. I'll give you the address. You go to Candyland and watch the shit show. Watch Monsieur Candy bring them in the bathroom, tell them y'all ain't shit, y'all suck, you're a horrible basketball player. Some of these people don't even want to play. They just there because they want to get their leather and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's a lot of talking. And like I said, people, peace. May love and joy follow y'all. And I'm out.